good are these mercs really on war defense? We've got a boatload of compensation also and more rumors. Yes, all coming up on your Marvel Strike Force weekly news update with my brother Casino. And if you're ready for it, Casino, tell them what they should do, brother.
Let's go challenge.
Pally flying.
What is up, Valley Maniacs? Valley Flying here. I am back. Welcome to the channel and your Marvel Strike Force weekly news update. As usual, I am joined by my brother, Casino. What is going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Woo, a lot of stuff going on. I heard you've been kicking some people's butts in real-time PvP. We're definitely going to talk about that. We got a lot of compensation going on. We got some clarity about Cull Obsidian. Data mines, rumors, all the normal stuff, guys. So yeah, we got a wild ride coming up. And if you guys are interested in a particular section, timestamps down below, because if you've watched any of these before, you know these go long. All right, so first topic of the week, my brother, live PvP, the verse. I heard you have been doing a lot of this on stream and kicking some people's butts.
Yes, I would say so. After a couple interesting days of playing some casual matches on stream, people started making claims about who's good, who's bad. So I switched to only playing for stakes, and I went on a pretty nuts win spree. It's been pretty good. I finally found one person yesterday on stream who I think might be a little better than me at present.
What? What?
Hey, they're good. You know what I mean, sir.
Well, what do you think has been the secret to your success? Has it been more outplaying people, finding the right characters, finding the right combinations, trying to trick people into drafting bad characters? What would you say is your big secret? Let's give all the secrets away on this news video today, brother.
I mean, it's not any one thing in particular. For matchups where I'm playing people with like a lower TCP, my roster comes into play a little bit, and I try to avoid playing people that I think have no chance. Like, I've had a bunch of people, you know, with like 3 million TCP who just want to play me, and like, I won't play them for stakes. I'm like, I'll do, you know, free casual matches with you, but don't. It's not fair. But I've been beating a lot of people with 10 million, 11 million total collection power.
Nice.
So, yeah. Nice. So, I mean, it's a, you know, a lot of practice, knowing what the characters do, knowing how to combo block. But mainly, my biggest advantage, honestly, is I just do this all day. Like, I wake up and I think about Marvel Strike Force until I go to sleep. So anyone with a real life has a disadvantage.
Cool. Other than stakes and playing people, what is your reaction to this mode? Is it everything that you were hoping it would be?
Yeah, there's a couple little bugs in it right now that are kind of driving me crazy. There's one in particular that revolves around the very first move. Sometimes it just gives you the wrong amount of time for your first move, depending on how long the load screen was and stuff. So I've loaded in and had 3 seconds to make my first move. I've had that, you know. There was a match where I brought in Nick Fury so I could get defense up on turn one, and I was supposed to have 180 seconds. And after 8 seconds, he just ulted and summoned minions, and I was like, "What is this?" So,
did you report that bug? But did you report that to customer service? Because that's not good.
I probably should. It's on my stream. A bunch of people saw it, but cool. And I still won that match, luckily. But it's a lot of fun. I don't mind this draft mode at all. Like, this is definitely good, and it's definitely helping separate the men from the boys, so to speak, in terms of skill level in the game. Mm-hmm. But there's still some other drafts I really want to see, which are pretty easy to implement, like a blind pick draft, and most importantly, like an all things equal draft. Because again, there's so many players at like 3 million, 4 million total collection power who, for all I know, are better than me, and I can't. They'll never get to express that, because right now they just don't have the roster power to match. Yeah. But I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's easily my favorite game mode, and I've had a lot of good matches, a lot of exciting matches, and I've seen a couple pocket picks already that are being used in interesting ways. It's been a lot of fun.
One of the things the devs said about this mode is they're kind of gauging player reaction to this, possibly adding new features like a blind draft, like a all things being equal draft. if the community is really happy with and has a very good reception to this, what has your what have you been hearing about the community reaction to this? Because I've been having a lot of fun with this personally, but I'm not sure what is going on with the rest of the community in this particular game mode.
Cerebro made a comment to me earlier in a discussion, which I guess I'll lead into that. But he said, since it seems to be very well received by the community. So
nice.
I believe their interpretation is it's been very well received by the community. But the people who are not thrilled with it, pretty much all of their complaints are, I don't get anything for playing this. Why would I care? Like, that's most of the complaints. Like, there's no rewards, so why even put this in? I'm not going to play it if I don't get anything for it. And obviously, like,
it's a game. It's
right, but fun. Those people, right. No, yeah. Everyone who's playing it is playing it for fun. So that's why they're enjoying it, because that's the only reason to play it is for fun. But so the people who aren't playing it, they're not like mad about it. Like, why'd you put this in? I shouldn't have to look at this. Like, there's no downside. It's just an extra thing you can do for fun if you want. There's no downside. So I don't think there's much vocal opposition. I have seen some people saying they tie rewards to this. I quit. But the large majority of people seem to be like, this is fun. We should attach some rewards to this, get some actual matchmaking. So yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. And I hope that they do expand some things. I'm really looking forward to like an all things being equal draft where, like you said, you can compete against someone with 3 million collection power, 1 million collection power even, and just have a good match, make it skill versus skill, not be, I've been playing for 2 years, you've been playing for a few months. It's inevitable, you know?
Yeah.
Make it skill versus skill. I would like to see that. All right, Taskmaster War Defense. Is this the new meta? I mean, these guys look pretty good on paper, but after playing these guys with some pretty big punch-ups with meta teams, or not decent punch-ups with meta teams, getting my butt kicked, realize a lot of my strategy is punching down against this team. What are you seeing? Am I just playing this wrong, or is this a really, really good war defense team?
Well, they're definitely a very good war defense team. They do what a lot of the other successful war defense teams do, which is they have a lot of damage really early on, really before you can respond. They cripple you with some blinds, and they all take turns and they just do a ton of damage. And they Taskmaster will put taunt on your highest damage character, so they're gonna focus someone out, probably your one of your more vulnerable characters with the best hope of punching back at them. So yeah, they're pretty brutal. Unfortunately, I have only gotten to face them. So in the first war that they could have been in, only like one person was running them and someone else in my alliance took the fight. I didn't get to.
Yeah.
And in the second alliance war, I only got to face them. I did get to face them twice, but both times it was in security. And I didn't want to, like, it was a war we were trying to win. So while I wanted to experiment a little bit and see how certain teams do, in security, like, they're going to hit so hard.
Yeah.
And everyone's gonna have defense down the whole time. So I went for like crazy, like 200k punch downs. And one of them was a pretty clean win. The other was like, I barely won with like a 200k punch down with them. Yeah. But so I'm hoping in the very next war, I will actually get some neutral matches against the mercenaries.
So yeah, we are unluckily for our alliance, we've had two major punch-up wars, no chance of winning. So fortunately, for the name of science, I've got to experiment with this team a little bit. And one of my battles, I got to tell you about Aimtron team. I can't remember the punch-up or punch-down, but Aimtron team, took my whole Aimtron team, didn't even get a move. So these guys are rough. And then this war, I've done some punch downs, managed to do good with the traditional supernatural, the traditional Brotherhood 2.0. But these guys are a nightmare if you don't deal with them right, especially in that security room, which I think a lot of my losses came in.
Well, let me send you something here. You can throw this in the video. I probably should have sent this to you before we started recording, but let me know what you think of this. You mentioned this team as a counter, but they're a very effective counter. On paper especially, they should do very, very well.
Yes, that's a pretty nice punch up. That's better than I did. I tried to punch down with my supernatural lost Scarlet Witch pretty early on, and it was a 4-on-5 battle, but yeah, they still managed to win even that. So I think this screenshot does show that Supernatural is probably the team to go with this. Have you heard of any other counters? Because Brotherhood is kind of a punch across. I haven't really heard of too many crazy punch ups against this team.
Brotherhood does okay, and I've heard that Pure Aim, not Aimtron, but Pure Aim does okay. I'm not sure how true that is, but again, in their whole thing is the mercenaries don't deal with debuffs well.
Got it.
So yeah, again, Supernatural is really your best bet because they get all the buffs up front, and as soon as you flip them, like once they're slowed with defense down, you can just pick them apart because they don't have high health or anything. So, and they don't have crazy resistance to save themselves from Doctor Strange either. So I think it's just Supernatural is the way to go. Ghost Rider applying those bleeds and stuff is very nice. But yeah, Scarlet Witch, they can kill right away and it's not that big of a deal. It's even safer if you have her, but she's not a bad target for them to take out first because she's not a lot of the damage. She just kind of extends the debuffs, but usually like the mercenaries can't take hits themselves well. They just deal hits very, very well.
And a lot of them.
Oh, they got volume. But basically by the time they're done chewing through Scarlet Witch, as soon as you hit them with the winds, now you're going to get like 2 turns to 1 before they get more turns. And again, you're hitting in the defense down. When they do get to go, they have offense down. So you just, it takes everything away from them. And they don't have high health or anything. So they go down pretty quick once they're caught off guard. So there might be even better hybrid teams. But at the end of the day, Doctor Strange is really their nightmare.
Got it. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing as far as the reports as well. Hey, before we move on to the next topic, tinfoil hat theory. Is Ghost Rider and Elsa not farmable because they are the answer to this Merc team?
Probably. Unlike some of the other tinfoil theories, that one checks out for me. But it makes me wonder, like, so Taskmaster does look like a bit of an older character in terms of his model. And what I've actually been learning is when I like make graphics that use like the ability icons and stuff, I can kind of tell when characters were designed based on how big their ability icons were, because the newer ones are even higher res and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So Taskmaster is definitely an older character. I think they were intending on releasing him a while back, although, you know, it would only kind of make sense for him to come out in May anyway, you know, because of the Black Widow movie. So I'm kind of confused. Maybe they were planning on releasing him anyway, and then when they found out he'll be in the movie, maybe that's when they pushed him until then. I don't know.
Or maybe they knew the movie was being released, they designed it and said, hey, all right, let's start working on some other stuff. They put him to the side. Movie's supposed to come out and it got delayed. It's like, all right, let's release him anyway.
Well, I guess what I meant though is like, if you wanted Supernatural to counter, it would make more sense to me to release them in May and then that later in that same year in October release Supernatural to counter them, I guess. It's weird to release Supernatural first and then finally release a team that they're really well equipped to crush.
It's kinda... But my Supernatural doesn't work correctly. My 2 damage dealers are my lowest characters on the team.
I know, it's pretty unfortunate. We've been waiting, literally since October, we've been waiting on those characters.
Yeah. All right, so blog post on Friday, the Black Order Axemen, and it's talking about PvP, talking about Cull Obsidian as well, talking about his full kit. We got an in-game notification that we saw Datamined when the patch came out. But the thing is, we were talking about this last week, 4.0, empowered Thanos coming over the course of this event, or over the course of this release, but Cull Obsidian is not mentioned as one of the 3 new playable characters. We were trying to figure this out. I did ask Cerebra, and he said they're coming, or Cull Obsidian is coming in 4.0. So surprise, 4 new characters instead of 3. What is your reaction to this?
Well, I mean, it's definitely good news. I was curious as well, what's going on here. And so, I can offer you a bit of an explanation because I try to get to the bottom of this. So basically, as you remember, originally the Black Order were all supposed to be in one patch.
Yes.
And when they realized they had to split them up, the plan was to have all of the Black Order in one patch and then hold Ebony, the legendary, for the next. And so you can tell that Cull was supposed to be in the previous patch because in the campaign event for Proxima, you got to play as him. And they typically try to let you play as the new characters that are releasing that patch.
Yeah, yeah.
So Cull was supposed to already come out. So for some reason, you know, like, they're already like working on a bunch of stuff for next month. So in terms of handling like what's coming out, what's around the corner, this is stuff they've had done for a while. So they weren't really thinking about Cull because he was already done and they like half released all the stuff that was supposed to come with him. So it was literally just a matter of like live ops, just throwing his blitz on and putting his offers out, stuff like that. So, in short, you know, he just got overlooked. He was coming the entire time and they forgot to include him in the patch notes. And when they told me this, I was like, oh, well, I think you guys are lucky. I think you guys have an out here, which is that in the patch notes, you said three new playable characters. Technically, last patch, we got to play as Cull Obsidian. In the
you mentioned that last game. Week. I was like, no, that can't be it. But I guess
I was trying, right? Yeah, I suggested that to them as like, I mean, maybe you can save face by saying this. You're not technically incorrect. But they went with the more appropriate answer, the more honest answer, which is, of course, whoopsies. That's their official answer. So
happens a lot nowadays, but with compensation, I mean, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I don't really mind all these whoopsies.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind either. This one was a little confusing, but and then you were trying to figure out, like, when are we getting calls? So the thing is, calls... like the banner in game saying coming soon, Cull Obsidian has already been around for like almost a week. Mm-hmm. We're probably getting Cull Obsidian any day now.
Probably, yeah, because we got a Thor Blitz this week. Probably right. Next week, because it is already announced in game that he is a Blitz character. The data mine that we saw last week in the news video is in game. So yeah, he's confirmed as a Blitz release character. So I'm guessing next week. So that means an offer sometime this week. Possibly, right? Yeah. Possibly. All right, a little bit of confusion going on last week. Some people were getting some Captain Marvel shards that were around for Widowmaker, so they shouldn't have gotten it. And there were some people that were not around for the Widowmaker original calendar, and they did not get Captain Marvel shards yet. Does not look like this is resolved. And this is the response from 10 days ago. And I kind of purposely omitted this just because we had so much things going on last week. But Widowmaker Captain Marvel shards issue. It was announced that players missed the opportunity to fully participate in the Widowmaker calendar should either get that calendar activated or 50 Marvel Captain Marvel shards sent to their inbox. These were expedited yesterday. And again, this is a post from 10 days ago. But due to technical issues, some players received 50 Captain Marvel shards that were not eligible. And I guess there were also some people that did not get their shards. What's your what do you think is going on with this? What do you think is going to happen with this? We haven't heard anything for 10 days now.
Sounds like they're just going to correct it. My guess is they're going to send out the 50 Captain Marvel to everyone that should have had it. In addition to the people that got it, and then just turn the calendar on for the people that were supposed to have it. But I was one of the people that got 50. Now I already had a set of star.
Oh, I wish I got that. I'm like 11 shards short. 50. I would take 15. I would take 15.
I wish you got it too. It didn't do anything for me. It turned into like an ultimate orb and a half.
This was
like,
huge for me.
Yeah, no,
definitely. Hopefully this goes out to all players. Now, there's also some offers that went out to some people this week. This is one of them, but apparently there were a bunch. One for a Guardians team, one for a Kree team, I think a Defenders team. Have you seen this and been hearing a lot about this? Because if this popped up in my inbox, I would buy this right away just for those Cyclops shards. What are you hearing about these offers and what they're going to do?
So I have, and by the way, you left out arguably the best one, which is there's a shield one that was like, it's cheaper than the 50. It was either $24.99 or like $29.99, and it came with 100 yo-yo.
Oh, I would buy that one too. I would buy that one too. I didn't see that one. That's a good one. That might be even better the one than Cyclops.
Yeah, it's up there. But there's a reason that this wasn't offered to you. And so I have an interesting feeling about
offers. I got money. I'll spend money.
It's not that. So part of the catch-up mechanics that they've been trying to do lately is they've been doing a lot of catch-up offers. So this seems very obvious to me. And it's the reason why players like me and you did not see these. This is an offer that you make to a new player just starting off. If it was offered to you, it would be tremendously powerful. If it was offered to a new player, it kind of throws them right into being able to do something. And it, you know, like if a new player buys that offer, it's getting those characters to like 4-star for them.
Yeah.
And now they're like, all right, I'm on a mission to get Phoenix, and they have to go through all the hoops and jump through unlocking all the different farm locations of all the characters to farm the, you know, mystic villains to get all the way up to 6-star and all those characters to get Phoenix. You know, it's like their foot in the door, but it doesn't do anything crazy for them.
Yep.
But yeah, these offers are clearly designed for new players. And that's why, like, I would not expect this to be offered to me. But so this is a common thing in mobile games, and I have a few different feelings about this. But separately from this being a new player offer, which I'm fine with, I believe, I'm not sure, I could be wrong on this, I believe it's also a form of A-B testing. I think some people got the X-Men offer, some people got the S.H.I.E.L.D. offer, some people got the Guardians offer. I don't think they offered all of them to all the new players. And even if they did, and I'm wrong about that, my guess is, like, Android, some new Android players got some new iOS players got some players in their first, you know, 90 days got offered, some players in their first, 60 days got offered them, things like that. They probably were trying to figure out, you know, how much are people willing to pay, which team is most popular, things like that. But this definitely screams to me, this is intended for new players, and it's designed to kind of feel around and see what people buy. Now, I have said 1,000 times, I don't like A-B testing because it's unfair. Like, if you are a genuine new player, and you let's say, and again, I could be wrong, but I think, like, different teams are offered different players. If you're a new player and you got offered the Guardians pack, and your buddy who started 2 weeks before you got offered the X-Men pack,
ooh,
like, that right, that's a big difference.
Very big.
That's a big difference in terms of those characters' effectiveness. So I don't like some players getting offers that others don't, with the exception of some offers I'll talk about in a sec, which are intentionally designed as catch-up offers. So I want to make the distinction. But yeah, for this, I don't know how they decided who got what, but I'm never a fan of it. The very first time I ever visited FoxNex offices, it was in the middle of a big controversy that got started.
Goldgate, part one, yeah. The first Goldgate.
Which was A-B testing. Yeah. And the first thing I said to them then was, everyone is very upset that you guys did A-B testing. I know it's a common thing to do in the industry, but you guys should not do it anymore because people share stuff with one another, and everyone was very angry. And to their credit, they basically said, they were honest. They were straightforward. Yeah, that's exactly what they said. They're like, I'm not going to tell people we're not going to do more A-B testing.
I don't agree with it. I don't like it, but you got to respect their honesty. And, like, nope, yeah, we're going to keep doing this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. That's my sense. I was like, it's pretty crappy. But here, the other place where this becomes controversial, in addition to, like, oh, what if I was someone who was offered this as opposed to someone who wasn't, is where they draw the line for what the new
player is. That's what I was going to mention.
Because that has what to if be it's drawn somewhere.
91 days and you got to cut off at 90 days, right.
Right. I should have started a day later and then I would have bought that offer mini chip. Right. Right. That's exactly it. And so that's another reason why I'm not crazy about these offers. It makes a big mess. I don't like it. So there is, now that's like a lot of people, like in, like, my alliance and your alliance looked at that and like, that's not fair. How come they got that and I can't get that? And I'm totally fine with that. I'm like, you are so far ahead of them. You're fine. You have all these characters at least 4-star already. This is getting their foot in the door and allowing them to not be completely, like, you're still miles apart. Like, them buying this does not allow them to compete with you.
So I am miles behind the people that I'm competing in with Alliance War, so it would allow me to catch up to those guys.
Oh, get out of here. spend what they spend and you can.
I guess so.
Yeah, you gotta whale harder for that. But there is one instance, like, there is a way to do this right. And I'll tell you, there's one particular offer that is the way to do this right. And that is, if you never spend, or if you go a very, very long time without spending, eventually an offer will pop up, 1,000 cores for 99 cents. And at first glance, like, what? I'd buy that. Like, that's not fair. How come other people get that? I don't get 1,000 cores for 99 cents. But they only get that if they never spend, or if they haven't spent in like 6 months or something. So it's not, to try to be like, let's see if we can get them to spend on anything. Let's just see
break the flood dams and hopefully they come rushing through.
Let's get them comfortable with the purchasing process and see if they recall, oh, you know what? There was that time I did spend $1 and you know what? It was kind of nice. Maybe I'll do that again sometime.
Yeah.
But so they do that. And like, I don't mind that because I'm not interested in that. Like, for me to get that offer, be like, okay, I have to not spend anything for 6 months. Like, I'd be worse off you know, in terms of keeping up with the whales that I try to swim with these days, that's, it wouldn't be a smart strategy for me. So I don't mind if other people get that offer because they have to agree to fall behind, so to speak, compared to the whales to get that. Yeah. So there is a way to do these catch up offers. And that's why I said, like if these offers were only offered to people who've been playing like 60 days or less, doesn't bother me at all, because none of those people are going to take this and be a threat. But if I were a 61 day player, I'd be pissed. Now, fortunately for the 61 day players, they're probably blissfully unaware. They don't know. And, you know,
until now,
right. Well, I don't know how many of them watch the news update, but if you're 60 days or less and you're watching the news update, shout out to you. That's awesome. I'm sure there are some out there. Good on you, getting off to a good start. That's how I find out about stuff like this. But I would assume that most of them don't even know that this has happened and therefore aren't upset about it. But yeah, I don't like things being offered to some people and not others, unless it's in that specific instance where it's, you know, certain things have to be the case for it to be offered to you. So I don't mind newer players getting a big offer. But really, how I would probably handle this is, like letting people who want to go out of their way to buy it. You know what I mean? Like, once you've made it available for people who are really concerned about this, they should at least be able to like write in a support and be like, make this offer available to me. I want to buy it. It's not available, or it's not fair that someone else got it and I didn't.
Yeah, that would be a very ideal scenario. I don't know if it's a likely scenario given the track record, but one more question before we move on to the next topic. I've seen some people on Reddit saying, hey, this is so good, I should probably just restart my account, delete my account, start over. At what point do you think it does make sense for someone to restart their account so they get this offer?
There definitely is a point where it makes sense. I mean, it would depend on like what new player offers did they get? How long have they been playing? So like, obviously me and you, no. But there are some players, I don't know, like this one offer alone, like how far in would I have to be before it made sense?
3 months, 2 months?
Definitely like more than 3 months, I wouldn't. It's really, really good, but you'd still lose all your progress, and you really do get a lot from playing every day. Starting over is rough. I don't know what the exact cutoff date would be, but honestly, probably anything more than 2 weeks and I would just ride it out. Because even if someone buys that, but they started 2 weeks before you, if you're assuming both players spend at the same rate, it'll be a while before they're able to leverage that to really one up you in a lot of areas. Again, you know, they might have an edge over you in arena or something, which could be definitely a bit of an issue, but I don't know, you get a lot from just playing. For me personally, probably not more than 2 weeks, but you know, it's up to the individual. At the end of the day, if you look at your roster and you're like, I would give up everything I have to have that, okay. And you can always make the new account, and if you don't have it available to you, go back to your account.
Yeah. Just because you start a new account doesn't mean the old one's deleted, right? You just got to find the login and the Facebook login and all that.
Yeah, just make sure you buy into Facebook. That's all.
Yeah. All right. And as we talked about last week, crashing issues on iOS with this new update. The response we got on Cerebral, Zeeks, just a few hours ago. This should be sent out by the end of this week. But surprise, surprise, just as we started recording this, brother, boom, we got some compensation for iOS users. We got some cores here. We got some energy. We got some blitz charges. But there's one that looks pretty good.
Oh, for sure. In classic Voxnext fashion, they respond to accidentally breaking the game for a day or two for a ton of their users with compensation that in itself has a mistake. So congratulations, iOS users, on a whopping 150 gold. Try not to spend that all in one place.
Wait a minute. You're saying that I didn't get 150. I should have gotten more, because I was looking forward to taking a character from level one halfway to level two.
Yeah, no, you definitely can. But I'm going to guess that was a mistake, but you never know. That, you know, that could be there.
I mean, we got new characters coming all the time. I could get them half a level there.
Let's go ultra tinfoil hat. Does this mean gold is getting reworked soon?
All right, yes, maybe, guys. Yes, but as funny as that bug compensation for the bugs is, Foxnext, in their defense, did give us the correct compensation, the 150,000 gold that was supposed to be in that original compensation package. But Android users, lucky for you, you are not left out of the cold of this. reward compensation extravaganza, because we got some other rewards here on for everybody. Android users. This is pretty good. And I don't even know what got broken on Android. Maybe there wasn't. Okay, this is for something separate?
No, this is for everybody. So iOS also got this. And the reason this is for everybody is because the iOS players basically couldn't load into any fights. So there was like a day or two period where you would lose an alliance war or failed 100% a raid because your iOS alliance members couldn't log in and get their stuff.
Okay, now I see. I got it.
They just were like, let's give everyone a bunch of stuff for presumably whatever they missed from having alliance members suddenly unable to pitch in.
So this is why you need to get yourself an iPhone and download BlueStacks on your PC. Links down below, guys.
Yes, and this is a common thing I know a lot of people do. Whenever something breaks for one platform, just make sure you log in and experience it. You can use one account on both platforms, and that way you'll always get both compensation. Yes. I actually no longer have an iOS device, but I need to get one.
You should take your own advice. All right, but not just compensation for bugs and breaking the game. We get compensation for Mother's Day. Were you expecting this? I wasn't expecting this. This is good.
I mean, I was. I always expect something for Mother's Day. As a single mother myself, sometimes it's really tough being a full-time content creator.
Yeah, and I got to applaud you. I got to applaud you, brother. I mean, sister, whatever.
You can just call me Queen.
Queenie. But, all right.
But yes, I absolutely felt entitled to stuff for Mother's Day. And my mother said she was also very happy with the gift. So
nice. I bet she really liked those Scarlet Witch shards.
Absolutely. What are you trying to say? My mom likes the witch shards, huh?
Oh, that wasn't where I was going, but you can put your tinfoil hat theory on there.
Well, I bet you like those Mystique shards because you're acting rather two-faced, man.
All right, crazy blitz scores for Corvus Glaive, my friend. What did you think of this Corvus Glaive blitz? How were you guys' predictions?
We were pretty spot on. We pretty much nailed it for top 2000, which is the main thing that we look at. Obviously, we try to be right everywhere. But we use our like benchmark gauges, like trying to keep it in line with top 2000. And obviously, we put a lot of thought into every bracket, but yeah, did pretty well.
Cool. Well, looking at these scores, 89 million. This is the top score ever. The scores, and I spoke to him a little earlier today, claimed he could have done 100 million. He was at like 85 Sunday morning. So, man, these are some crazy blitz scores. They look like they're just going to keep going up. What are your thoughts on blitz mode right now as these scores continue to rise?
I have some thoughts about blitz as a mode, but it has nothing to do with the scores. So the first thing is the scores are for sure only going to rise. And it's because players only get stronger. Like the only way for scores to start trending downward is for players to start losing power. Which is the opposite of what happens.
Removing red stars from your roster.
Yeah, yeah. When people start deleting characters and getting people unleveled, then the scores will go down. No, the scores always go up. And in terms of like the highest scores ever, I'm not that surprised because it's a brand new character. And so generally speaking, there's been some exceptions to this rule, but more often than not, I'd say like 80% of the time, a new character, just by being a new character, is going to be the new highest ever. Every once in a while, there's a new character that's just not that popular. Like America Chavez was new and there just wasn't a lot of buzz around her. And there weren't high hopes for the Hero Brawlers. But this is a decently popular character. And more importantly, on what's supposed to be the new arena meta and not optional. Like if you want your Black Order to work properly, you need this guy. And not only do you need this guy, but you need him with good stars because the only thing he does is deal damage. So if you have low star Corvus, he's just going to be tickling people with this Glaive. So yeah, it's not
kind of like my Ghost Rider and Elsa. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So I'm not surprised at all that people went really hard for this. But so I want you to know it's a slight tangent, but I do want to bring it up and I'm going to defer to chat on this. But so the Blitz Predictors and I, someone linked the video of your video with that guy.
Steel.
Oh, that was him? Okay. They just timestamped to the section where you guys are talking about the Blitz Predictions. And basically we're saying, and this is a common thing we hear a lot, is people who think that the predictions determine the scores. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this has been disproven like 50 times already, because there's plenty of times where we make predictions where like, it's going to be 21 mil. And then it's like 17 mil. And everyone's like, what the hell? You said 21. There's only 17. And we're like, we thought it would be 21. What do you want me to say? But obviously, like, you'll never hear people right after that blitz being like, ah, you guys are making the scores too high. And it's like, what? No. Even if that's what we were trying to do, look, people just ignored us and only went that high. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just obvious nonsense. Are there some people who go higher because of the blitz predictions? Absolutely. Do the blitz predictions have some impact on the scores? Absolutely.
They do for me.
Right. No, there are plenty of people, but I don't think it's the majority. And at the end of the day, right, with Corvus, it's like most people for Corvus that were trying just went as hard as they could. No one ever, like, even when you know the predictions, because the predictions aren't 100% accurate every single time, you always have people who are like, well, I hit what the predictions say, but I don't want to chance it. I want Corvus. Like, I can't afford to trust the predictions and have them be wrong this time. So, you know what? I'm just going to push to 30 mil because I can, and because I'll be way too upset if I don't hit this. So I'm just going to go anyway. Yeah. And so you get that a lot. And so one of the predictors actually suggested, like, hey, what do you say? We don't tell anyone. We just go 20% lower on a blitz coming up. And
that's what Steele was suggesting. He likes the predictions. He said they're good. They're valuable for the community, but maybe make them lower so that people don't shoot as high. I don't know if that's going to work, judging by what happened in the first Corvus blitz, right?
I feel very confident in saying it will not do anything constructive, and it will just upset everyone who listens to the blitz predictions for that blitz. And is like, I did what you said, and I missed it. You guessed this for top 2,000. I went a little higher than that and still missed it. What the hell? Like, that's my guess, is just people would be mad at us for having listened to us. But I will leave it up to the comment section on this video. And again, I would bet absolutely anything that if there were no predictions, people would just not chance it and go as hard as they can. Like, you wouldn't have people being like, oh.
No, I think that is exactly what would happen. Keep making these predictions.
Well, so that's, I'm going to ask your comment section. And you guys won't know which blitz it is. We're not going to tell you. But if you want, it's entirely up to you guys. Just let me know in the comment section if we should do a surprise, intentionally go low on the blitz predictions or not. Again, my personal thoughts, that's a giant dumb waste of time that just serves to screw people who trust our blitz predictions, and it will prove that the scores are going to be the scores because people want new characters and they don't give a crap. Again, there are some people who might work a little bit harder because of the predictions, but in the absence of predictions, there's going to be other people working really hard because they don't know what they're aiming for, and so they're going to go better safe than sorry. But yeah, anyway, let us know in the comments.
Let me just ask. It is up to the community based on what you see in the voting, but let me just ask as a personal favor. Don't do this on a new character blitz if you're going to purposely lower the scores.
You're not going to know when it is. I mean, if you believed it was going to work, wouldn't you want me to do it on a new character blitz so you don't have to work so hard?
I would hope that you would. I don't know. I just want him lower. But yeah, people are pushing now, especially with that Red Star rework. Stronger characters, bigger rosters, more save squads. Just a perfect storm for more and more scoring in blitz.
This is just how it's going to go. It's that, like, people who lament every time, every new blitz, like, oh my God, the scores are getting out of control. Look how high they are now. Like, you better get used to it. You're never going to log in and be like, oh, okay, good. Scores are getting refreshingly low again.
Yeah, no, for a new character.
No, never. Nope.
All right, well, on that note, let me ask you this question, because after I did that interview, I saw a lot of the comment section. We need more shards for blitz. We have many arena shards. Is it time that they have more than two blitz shards? We got one for new players, and what did they come out of that? After 90 days, after 60 days, and then they're lumped in with everybody, you know, 11 million total collection powers, things like that. You can't even compete. Even if you blitz round the clock, you can't compete with that. I think it's time. What do you think about more blitz shards for the game?
I think it's way past time. I've been saying this for a while now. I think it doesn't have to be new blitz shards. I would be fine with that. If tomorrow they were like, hey, we're setting up multiple blitz shards, I would be totally in support of that. But I still think there are better ways to handle it. Like, I really was a fan of the arena system in MCOC, where they basically soft dictated what the shards were by running multiple blitzes at the same time. In there it's arena, but it kind of, like, there were characters available at different star level with different levels of rewards, and so you just kind of naturally, if you were a strong player and you had the time and you were willing to play a lot, you went for the one with the top prizes because you could get it. Whereas, you know, if you were a weaker player, rather than spin your wheels and barely make it to, like, the notch above the bottom, You would go to the one that's more geared towards your power level, where there weren't a lot of strong people competing with you. So giving players the choice, I like a little bit better, because it would allow high-end players who don't have a lot of time to be like, I'm going to take it easy, this blitz. I'll do like the mid-range one where the prizes aren't as good, but I only have to do, you know, a few matches and I'll still do okay. But I don't think you'd have enough giant players doing that to dominate, because they'd be falling behind all the other players they're trying to compete with, who would just do the bigger ones anyway. But I like the one that gives more control of the players, but I would have absolutely no issues with multiple blitz shards. I've been asking for one version of that or the other, whether it's multiple shards or not, but just knowing that we have a beginner bracket for blitz, and then as soon as, like, oh, your 60 days is up, and they immediately throw you in the deep end, that's preposterous.
Good luck.
Days out, being competing with me in blitz, competing is the wrong word. Like, attending, someone 61 days in the game is attending my blitz. Yeah, from the bottom, they're looking up at
definitely not fair. I mean, this game in its infancy, this kind of worked. You know, when they redid the blitz charts in its first year, a couple months into the game, understandable. But this game has been out for over 2 years now, globally launched. I think there's a big enough power gap that it justifies either more blitz shards, more blitzes, some kind of rework of this whole system. And we did get that tease for mid-April. We're still waiting on it. I know we're in quarantine, so I don't know what the exact date is for that, but we're still waiting for some changes to Blitz, because as it is now, it's not fair for some of the newer players. It's not at all. You can't even compete.
Not at all. They really need to do something about it. It bothers me greatly.
Yeah, me as well. All right, and your girl's legendary event is back. Some players unlocking Shuri for the very first time. What are your thoughts on Shuri? How good is she? How excited should players be once they get Shuri in their roster?
Shuri's pretty awesome. I will say, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, they said the legendary Shuri is back. And I don't know, did you get that from them?
I saw your response.
Oh, that's a different thing. We'll talk about that. But they used the phrase the legendary Shuri. Did you get that from them or did they get that from you?
I don't know. I started saying that as kind of a sarcastic whiz. Why is she a legendary character? She wasn't that influential in the movie. Why is she becoming a legendary character? And it kind of stuck. Some people didn't like it, but I think majority of people liked it when I did that. So kept doing it. That's kind of how that happened.
Well, I think that again, the Marvel Strike Force Twitter might have given you a nod, because on Twitter it says the legendary Shuri is back or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice,
so it might be a little shout out to Ally Flying there. But
thank you.
And for the record, while she wasn't that big of a deal in the movies that she was in, and she didn't really accomplish much in either movie, the directors of Endgame said she is the smartest person in the MCU.
Okay.
So she's got that going for her. I guess you could give her legendary based off that.
Intelligence off the charts on her base stats.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, makes up for that damage.
which was what your tweet was about. But she's not known for her damage. She's known for her healing, keeping people alive. Are you still using her in Ultimus 7? Is this one of your primary characters?
I've been using her in Ultimus 7 for a while. So for the later nodes, I do like to use her in Ultimus 7. Unfortunately, she's actually pretty solid in PvP. Just not necessarily for her healing or her raid benefits or anything, but for that 2-turn defense up pretty much before anyone can go, very valuable. But there are a couple Ultimus 7 teams that I will put her on for super late nodes. Sometimes she's the better option, but she's not on my primary Ultimus 7 team, though she certainly could be. I could replace, for example, Minerva with her, and the team would work just as well. Mm. And she actually combos better with some of the other, like if you're making an Asgardian hybrid raid team, she works really well with them. If you're making a Symbiote hybrid raid team, she works really well with them. Pretty much any team that doesn't have some degree of defense up on spawn, she's really good to cover them. So, nice.
So yeah, very, very good for a Wakandan team if you're building them, but later game stage is very good for Ultimus 7 and real-time PvP, not just for her healing, but her defense ups.
Yeah, absolutely. And in raid, when she gets 40% extra max health and all the deflects, like she's an excellent.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, she gives everybody. Oh, yeah. She gives everybody. They changed the wording on that. She was always doing that, but they just recently changed the wording a few patches back that she gives it to everybody in raids, not just Wakandans.
No, she's a terrific raid character, and I mean she just does a lot on her own. She just a lot of defense up, a lot of healing. some heal blocks. She can cleanse herself with her heal. She does a lot. She puts in a lot of work. Oh, and ability energy she gives out is really good too. So, yeah.
Don't expect any damage. All right, bonus events coming up this week. Get your mercenaries, not just for war defense, but so you can get more gold. Payday event is coming. Are you excited for all this gold that we're going to have in our account? In addition to that, what, 150 gold that we got for iOS bugs?
No, I'm good off that. That 150 gold is going to last me for a while.
Which character are you going to take up?
All of them.
All of them to two stars.
Yep, I don't even need
level
this.
Level two.
They should cancel this gold event. I'm good, man. No, I didn't even get that 150 because I'm not iOS, but I got robbed. I know, I'm gonna write into support, but like, how come they got 150 gold and I didn't? It's not fair. You better give me this gold event twice.
I'm glad I planned my iPhone so I could get that 150 gold. You know, this payday event is cool, but yeah, bugs, baby, jealous. Bugs.
I'm very jealous. Hopefully, in the compensation that they give me for the 150 gold I missed out on, they'll make another bug and then have to compensate me for it.
All right, speaking of bugs, boom, we got another bug that was just announced. Ronin's Judgment ability. Yes, Judgment. When his Kree summons, does not gain the intended red stars and Sarktech bonuses. So yeah, don't expect any beefy Krees with Ronin. But it looks like he's becoming fixed in 4.1. So we just got 4.0. This I guess it's not going to be fixed for a little while. But yeah, Ronin not working properly.
I think someone was sentimental. Like, I remember when Ronin was the worst character. Just for a little bit, can he be the worst summoner?
Like, yes, okay. Yes. If you see Ronin in Blitz, fight Ronin.
Yeah, pretty much. Even the Nosey summons were whooping Ronin summons. And there was also a visual bug. I believe this one's visual. I think I'm pretty sure we've seen him get the stats, but I think Hela's Greg is also not showing the red stars. But he's definitely got beefed up because I've been seeing Gregs get hit by stuff and not die, which is very out of character for Greg. So I think he got the stats, but I think he's not showing the red stars. But that
Reggie,
at least
Reggie,
that
Reggie. All right, Data Mines. Now, this came out later in the week last week, so this has been out for a little while, but we haven't talked about it. War calculation changes. Total collection power bonus granted to the winning alliance has been reduced. Score multiplier based on your current war league tier has been added to both wins and losses. These are some more changes. We saw a few. Do you think these, in conjunction with some of the other war changes we saw, is enough to combat that shelling issue that we are still seeing? But
yeah, I mean, I would guess so. Basically what someone showed is that, and again, like, we don't know the exact numbers for this on the score multiplier, but basically if you're in a higher league, you should be getting better league rewards, better per win rewards and per loss rewards just by being in the higher league, and better season rewards. So yeah, it should fix shelling in theory. So, you know, we'll wait and see. There might just be players who would just rather have easy wins and not have to take war seriously. So, you know, I don't want to say there will be absolutely zero alliances shelling, but the ones who are doing it for rewards, I don't think the better rewards are really there for them anymore.
Got it. I'm with you. I hope it fixes it. All right. We got a little bit more information on the difficulty levels of Ultimus 7. I'm not sure I really understand what this says. This is pretty small. Let's open this one, though. This is about the chart that was made to kind of clarify some of the raw data. And I guess the big thing here is the extra resistance. Look at that. 300% at level 5. Low-level yo-yos. Not working in Ultimus 7, most likely, right?
Not at the level 5 one, but it depends on, like, is it a percent of... What do they consider their base resistance? Like the Ultimus 7 we're doing now, if that's their base resistance, it's not that, like, that 300% is basically just saying three times. And like three times the resistance that they have now in the early nodes would just kind of make it pretty normal, honestly. Nothing too crazy. It would definitely mean, you know, your two gold, two red yo-yo is not going to be able to hang. But introducing a difficulty dial that makes Ultimus 7 harder than it already is, you shouldn't be trying to take, you know, 2 and 3 star characters and like, why can't I do the hardest difficulty of Ultimus 7? Because that's for the Krakens. I doubt I'll be able to do it. We'll see. But
What do you think of the rewards? Do you think they line up with the increased difficulty based on what you've seen so far?
I'm very interested in seeing the season points, which may be at the bottom there. I'm not sure. But so what I've heard is that is that is added to that's added to the like the existing rewards. You'll get either one more T3 or two more T3s, etc. Five more T3s, and those are per node. So you'll get a ton of T3s per node on the highest difficulty. The extra raid credits is nice. The jump in gold is definitely nice.
8,000 at the highest level. That's like a lot of level 1 to 2 promotions there.
Absolutely. And on the high end, the difference in the T3 payout and the purple and orange gear and the raid credits, yeah, they're all right. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just kind of going to make sense. You know, well, I haven't run the math myself to see if it makes sense, but it's really going to come down to the one that you can 100%. Is that going to make more sense than doing 60% or 30% of the one above it? And we'll just do the one that makes sense for us. And I'm hoping that it doesn't end up in a position where, if you can 100% one, mm-hmm. doing 60% of the one below it should not be worse. I haven't mathed it out, but that's what I'm hoping, is that it won't make sense to do an easier one because of how much farther you can get in it, and it shouldn't be that far apart.
God, yeah,
so that's my hope.
A lot of times when they've changed up raids, they've had to rebalance things because their calculations weren't right. I'm hoping these are correct and they don't have to go back and switch it, but maybe we'll get compensated if they're not.
Yeah.
All right, and that is about it, except for my favorite part of this news update, and it is sharing some rumors. Now, I have heard some rumors, and what I have most recently heard, 3 mutants coming in June. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this is the X-Force characters that we've heard about over the past few weeks?
I'm going to say yes. It sounds like it would be X-Force to me. It seems like a good time to bring them in where there's not a tie-in. They'll probably make FoxX some good money. And I really like Deadpool, and I really like Cable, and they deserve a synergy team. So, yeah.
They've deserved it since they were initially brought to the game. They haven't really found a home anywhere since that. The rumors.
They're not terrible characters.
They're not. They just don't have a team that they could go with. Now, the rumors of these X-Force characters, Super Negasonic Teenage Warhead, X-23, and Domino. What do you think, if these rumors turn out to be true, what do you think of these characters coming to the game? I think you're excited for one of them at least, right?
I'm excited for all of them. I like all those characters. If anything, there's one that I'm not slightly as excited for, but I still like, there's just, I'm really hyped for Domino. I'm most hyped for Negasonic Teenage Warhead. And I'm, of the three, I'm least excited for X-23, but I still am excited for X-23. I like X-23.
I thought it would be the other way around. I thought you would be most excited for X-23.
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of just Wolverine. She's like an improved Wolverine, but she's kind of just Wolverine. Like in MCOC, she was better Wolverine.
You know she's going to be a better Wolverine, right? Like Symbiote Spider-Man was a better Spider-Man. She's going to be better than Wolverine. Just
I hope so. Imagine if they brought her out and she's a worse Wolverine. That'd be a real disappointment. So.
That's the thing, like Power Creep. They're not going to do something like that.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm looking forward to it. I am trying to figure out, like, does this team have a tank, or are they... And not every team necessarily has to have a tank. Like Supernatural doesn't really have a tank. So
I'm thinking if they do a tank, maybe Domino, because she's lucky, do something kind of like a yo-yo type of tank, like a non-traditional tank, maybe. I don't know.
She could have like a fluctuating block chance and dodge chance and crazy stuff like that.
You either get killed or you get no damage or something like that.
just random. Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe she'll gain, she'll either gain deflect or evade or counter or immunity, just like, you know, or death proof. She could just gain like all the defensive buffs, chance to gain barrier, just all a chance of all sorts of random good stuff to happen. She'd make an interesting tank. That could work.
They could do some really cool stuff with a luck character like that.
I'm really excited about Negasonic Teenage Warhead, and I really actually don't know her that well. Like I had not heard of her until the Deadpool movies. And
me as well.
It looks like her power set is just be awesome and blow stuff up in spectacular fashion. Like just kind of be a Dragon Ball Z character is how I interpret her, which I'm totally fine with. Like that looks great to me. So I'm interested to see what we get out of her in game. But with a name like that, she better have some kind of atomic bomb, something she can set off, man. I want to see an impressive boom. You know what I mean? Like if that's her name, and then
it's
she
a
just
long
has
name.
Like,
it's a very long name. She needs a very big explosion to go with it, right?
All right, but if you have Negasonic Warhead in your name, She better put out some damage. That's all I'm saying. And X23, I was very happy with the MCOC X23. She had self-healing, which is great. And she put out a lot of bleeds, did a lot of crit, and she just carved people up. And that's really what I think a lot of people wanted from Wolverine, is just slice and dice the crap out of people. So I want to see X23 be one of the best characters at applying bleeds. I just want her to hurt like all hell.
All right, I'm hearing another rumor that I think will put a smile on your face, maybe. Now, unfortunately, I'm hearing Squirrel Girl still coming to the game. All rumors at this point, maybe she won't ever come, but I'm also hearing that she got delayed. So at least not in the soon time frame, you'll be seeing Squirrel Girl. How does that make you feel?
I just want to
play the game a little longer.
Yeah, I want to hear that she got canned, man. Tell me they're holding out on her for Howard the Duck. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you're giving me Squirrel Girl, you better give me Howard the Duck at the same time, or I'm out.
I don't know if I'm totally with you there, but I get what you're saying just because of your hate for Squirrel Girl.
So help me if they make her really, really good.
They might. I think she beat Thanos in the comics, right? So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
All right. I know you're upset, but put a smile on your face because tell everybody where they could find you, my friend. Do some shameless promotion.
I'm around the usual places, youtube.com/casino and discord.gg/casino. So come find me.
Wait, aren't you doing something super special every night on YouTube with this PvP?
I wouldn't call it super special, but I have been playing a good bit of PvP every night. And some top tier talent has been showing up. So. I definitely recommend coming out if you want to see some cutting edge PvP. We've had a lot of good matches, and I've been on a pretty mean win spree. So far, there's only one player that I haven't maintained a positive win-loss ratio for stakes. So.
Nice. So check that out, guys. Links are down below, and maybe you could be one of the players that beats Casino. Possibly. It's not an easy job. I couldn't do it. But that is it, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you once again, Casino. It is always a pleasure, my friend. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this video. We do this every single week, guys. We are over a year now, and we have not missed a week. So make sure you subscribe to the channel. Share this with all your friends. Let them know where to get your Marvel Strike Force news. It is right here, guys. And if you guys are listening on the podcast version of it, make sure you leave a very good review. And do all that stuff on YouTube, guys. Smash the like, notifications, all that stuff. And I will see you guys next time. Casino, thank you once again. Guys, check out some of the merch in the store. It is on sale right now. And there's other links down below. Check me out on social media. And Casino, give me a hug fist bump before you go, brother. There it is. Valley Flying Casino out.